Okay, Kuf Lamed Aleph Rama Beis. Kuf Lamed Aleph Rama Beis. David HaMelech writes in Tehillim that sometimes his legs just take him and he doesn't even think where he's going and he just ends up in the Beis Medrash. Sometimes you feel like when you're in the shul late at night, you're in the shul early in the morning, you just your legs take you to the Beis Medrash. Baruch Hashem. Okay. Kuf Lamed Aleph Rama Beis, about 10 lines up. Gufa, 2 dots. Amar Rav, Emonin Chamin V'Shemin Me'Algabe Hamak Algabe Makah B'Shabbos. Says Rav, we don't withhold, we don't not allow putting hot water and oil on a makah on a wound on Shabbos. Rav seems to assume that's not Asur Mishum Refuah. That's not within the Gzeirah D'Rabbanan. V'Shmuel Amar Nosin Chutz L'Makah V'Shoses V'Yorei L'Makah. Shmuel says no, it is Mishum Refuah, putting the hot water, the chamin, and the oil directly on. So if you can't put it directly on, that would be a violation of this is the Rabbanan of Gzeira Shechika Samamanim. So what you have to do is do it in an unusual way. So what you do is you put it on a different part of the body, on a part of the body that does not need it, and let it roll down, let it slide down, and in that way it will heal the makkah. The Braisa says that you're not allowed to put shemen and chamin on a moch, on a, let's say, we'll call it a cotton swab, some type of garment like that, to put on a makkah on Shabbos. So isn't that the Havamina of the Gemara is that's because refuah? So doesn't that prove like Shmuel? Just like Shmuel says you can't put it directly on, so too here, this Braisa holds that way. So where's it? No, there is not a refuah issue. Even if it's not Mishum Refuah, you have a separate problem. Hasa Mishum Sechita. There the problem is Sechita, because when you are going to put the Shemen and the Chamin on the Moch, then you're worried that you're going to squeeze it out when you apply it to the body. So that is the problem. Okay, this is just a Halakha L'maisa. But we paskin, if you look in the Shmir Shabbos, in Perek Lama Gimel Sifyud, Shmir Shabbos says, let's say you got a some type of wound and you want to put on alcohol, or you want to put something on it to clean it out on Shabbos. So says the, and we assume that's not Asur Mishum, right, to clean out infections, we assume is not within Refuah, because that's, infections could be dangerous, and therefore you can clean out an infection on Shabbos. So it says, Asur Lanako says, Makom Hazraka, Bitzemer Gefen Safug Kohal. Or you can't clean it with a Tzemer Gefen, with a cotton ball, that's already saturated, Mishum Isser Schita. Because what are you going to do when you apply this wet object? Ella Yishtamish Bechomer Sinteti She'eno Safik. Either use something synthetic that does not absorb at all. O Yishbo Ksas Kola Makam Azraka. What do? You first put the alcohol or whatever you're doing on the wound itself. The Acher Yinakam Besemer Gefen. And then, like, dab it with the cotton ball. That's different than saturating the cotton ball and then using it, because if you just dab it afterwards just to, like, dry it off, so then that would be, that wouldn't be a problem, because then you wouldn't be over schita. So that's this issue here about using this moch. You have to be worried about schita, not refuah. Tashma says the Gemara, another raya, ein nosin chamin v'shem nagami moch v'shagami mach v'shabes. So again, the Gemara says the same exact line. Isn't that mishum refuah? That's why you can't put it on. Hasanami mishum schita. That's also because of schita. Finally, we have one that works. Tanya kavas de Shmuel. You're allowed to put it directly on. Aval, but you're allowed to put it on somewhere where the skin is healthy, and then it goes down to the makkah. That's not mishum refuah. Okay, that's a right to Shmuel. This is also something that sometimes comes up. Let's say somebody has a mosquito bite. Like somebody has some type of a skin condition that itches them, and you have medicated cream or medicated something to put on. So issue A is how thick is the cream? You have an issue of memaria. But let's say it's a very liquidy type of a cream. So it's not to say it's a lot of the Vaselines that come in these big things. Not the real Vaseline, that's the thick one, but the liquid type of Vaseline. So let's say there's no issue of mimareach, if it's like liquid soap consistency, minigol, that must be makel. But if it's medicated, then putting it directly on is also an issue. So some of the poskim suggest is that if you put it on, let's say, right above or around the makkah, then mimele, it slides down itself. That's also mutter, like Shmuel said here. Because you're not putting it directly on the affected area. And when it goes on, it's doing it b'derech shinui, and that's okay because it's not wasn't included in the gzeira d'rabbanan, like Shmuel says here. Tana rabbanan, 4 lines up. Nos ninal gabi makkah t'moch yavesh v'svog yavesh. You're allowed to put on a wound a dry moch or a svog yavesh, or a dry svog, a dry sponge. Rashi here says to prevent. Why are you putting this on your wound? To prevent it from getting scratched. We would call this a band-aid, right? You're allowed to put a band-aid on eyes, b'shem refua. The answer is a band-aid doesn't. Generally, sometimes a band-aid you put on to stop the bleeding, but a lot of times a band-aid you put on to protect it and prevent it from getting worse, from protected from, you know, banging into something. So that's preventative. Preventative, anything preventative is not included in the Gzeira Drabbanan of Shechichas Samamayim. We had this a little bit earlier. The Gzeira itself was on Daf Nun Gimel. Better look back. But this is preventative. Let's say you want to, let's say Tums. People take a Tums. So you have two Heterim for taking Tums. A, some people consider it food. You know, Tums, it tastes good. A lot of people take it every day for a calcium supplement, A. But B, sometimes, let's say you're taking it to prevent heartburn. You're taking it, you know, after you eat shalant, you know, you always get heartburn. So, you know, if you take a Tums right beforehand, you know, you're not going to get the heartburn. So that's not some medicine. Medicine is to heal you. But something preventative, that's not included in the Gzeira D'Rabbanan, and therefore anything preventative is mutter on Shabbos. What about putting putting an ice pack on something so it doesn't swell? So again, you have a couple reasons for heter. Number one, because that's not the usual way, right? You don't usually take medicine to get the swelling down, and therefore there's no incident to put the ice pack on. But another reason is, again, it's preventative. It's preventing it from swelling up. Anytime it's preventative, it is mutter. So that's here. So you got to put this dry thing on it. Aval lo gemi yavesh, velo ketitin yaveshin. But not these other types of dry materials. So kasha ketitin ketitin. Then where it says, so it's the sira. Ketitin means a sponge, a dry cloth. So what's the, so the first half says you're allowed to, the second half says you're not allowed to. Lo kasha b'chadzi habatiki. Oh, there's a difference, because by new, b'chadzi, by chadashim, Rashi explains, that was never used, those heal. The mamash positively heal. They don't just prevent. They don't just protect. So therefore, those are a problem. But the atiki, the old ones, they're just there for protection. Amar Abaye Shvami, no, hani ketitin masu. So Abaye says, just by the way, derech agav, you learn from this brisa, that these type of ketitin, these type of healing bandages heal, and therefore you wouldn't be able to use them. Medicated band-aids. So if you have a medicated band-aid, so that's more of a question, because that's positively going and medicating. So that would be more of an issue. On Shabbos, maybe you should use the plain band-aids, the old-fashioned band-aids. Yes, I don't know what the medicine is. If it's just cleansing, like we said before, if it's just cleansing, preventing infection, that's one thing. But if it's like kind of like helping the skin heal quicker or something like that, then it might be more of a question. Okay, Tana Rabbanan. Bottom line. So we had, if you remember, the Mishnah on the top of the Amud, we had a machlokes between the Tanakama and Rabbi Yehuda about an androgynous. Everybody agrees that a suffik, whatever that means, we'll talk about today, you're not Mechal Shabbos for. Rashi had said, what's a suffik? Eighth month, ninth month. Maybe we'll get to a little bit why he said that. In the ninth month, in those days, they thought that the eighth month baby was a goner, right? He wouldn't live, and therefore, you weren't allowed to be Mechal Shabbos for a baby born in the eighth month. We don't assume that way, but that's what they assume. So if you have a suffik, whether the baby was born in the eighth or the ninth month, you're not Mechal Shabbos for that baby, and the bris is not done on Shabbos. And androgynous is a person who has both male and female organs. And are you allowed to be Bechal Shabbos for that person? Tanakhama says no, because maybe he's not a Zachar. Maybe he's a Nekeva, and therefore he's not only Bechal Shabbos for a Zachar. And Rabbi Yehuda says no. Rabbi Yehuda says you are Bechal Shabbos for an androgynous. So Tana Rabbanan. Bottom line. Arlaso. So we have a drasha. From the word arlaso. Arlaso vadai doches ha-shabbos, velo safik doches ha-shabbos. Only a vadai arla is doches ha-shabbos, but not a safik. Arlaso vadai doches ha-shabbos, velo androgynous doches ha-shabbos. Only a vadai and an androgynous. Rabbi Yehuda, Omer, Rabbi Yehuda says no. Androgynous doches ha-shabbos, varnish kares. Rabbi Yehuda says no. Androgynous is doche Shabbos, and if an androgynous doesn't get Mila himself, it's eventually going to get Karis. Aye, what do you do with the Pasuk? So Gemara says, Arloso Vada doche Shabbos, lo nola ben Ashmashus. Doche Shabbos. Arloso Vada is doche Shabbos, and not somebody born late Friday afternoon. It's ben Ashmashus, a couple minutes after Shkia. You know, went to do the bris. So that baby does not have his Mila on Shabbos. Why? Because maybe it's a Friday baby. So his Mila is done on Sunday. You don't do it on Friday because maybe it's a Shabbos baby. You don't do it on Shabbos because maybe it's a Friday baby. So what do? So you do it on Sunday. And what's also excluded, only an Arla Sovada is Docha Shabbos, but a baby born with, that's Mahul, seemingly that he doesn't have an, that he either doesn't have an Arla, which we'll talk about in a minute, or his Arla, you know, somehow he's already called Mal, it's already pushed back. So that's also not Docha Shabbos. She Beis Shammai Omrim, because after all, Beis Shammai says, Tzorach Latif Menu Dam Bris, Beis Shammai says, a Nolan Mahul still has to get Hatafas Dam Bris. You have to cause bleeding on top where the Makam Hamila is, because, as Rashi here explains, you're Choshesh that there's a Arla Kavusha here. You're Choshesh that maybe you just don't see it, but there is some type of clear foreskin that is pushed up against the other part of the skin, and you're just missing it. That's why you're going to have to be Matav Dam Bris on a weekday. Well, Basila Aims are, Basila says you don't even have to do that. But either way, both of them agree that it's not, you're not Mechalel Shabbos for this child of Nolan Mahol. A couple more lines, and we'll talk about it. Rabbi Shimon Elazar, Lonechla B'Shamay B'Shillah Al-Nolaj K'shumal Shazor Chadim Ben Adam Bris. There is no machlokas between Bishamai and Beis Hillel, even though you just said there is a machlokas. I argue, I don't think there's a machlokas between Bishamai and Beis Hillel, whether you have to be matif dam bris, but whether you have to cause bleeding by a child who is already nolad mahul. For sure, you have to be worried that it's an arla kavusha, that it's somehow the foreskin's there, you just don't notice it. So everybody agrees, you have to be matif dam bris. The only machlokas is the following. Al gershin is gayer kshumahul. What about a convert who's 20 years old, that already got a mila? Rashi says Aravi Mahul, and a lot of Arabs get mila. So that's when they're older. So what about him? Does he need mila? Does he need on top of Dambris? So Beis Shammai Omrim Sarchadav Meimena Dambris. So there, Beis Shammai says he needs Hatafas Dam. Or Beis Hillel Omrim Ein Sarchadav Meimena Dambris. He does not need Hatafas Dambris. Oh, so it seems like we pass on like Beis Shammai. Yes, one of an unusual case. Okay, so a couple of points on this issue. So it sounds like from here that the issue of Hatafas Dam Bris, why would you do Hatafas Dam Bris, as Rashi here explains, and based on the Gemara, that Chayshina, and if you look at the second skinny line in Rashi, Chayshina and Shemar, look, Fushi. The reason for Hatafas Dam Bris is because you really think it's an RL. You really think that there's something, he needs a Mila, and you didn't give it to him. Sibir Yadmi Matif Dam Bris. There's a very important Rambam. The Rambam in Hilchos Trumos. The Rambam writes, it was Trumos. Who's allowed to eat Truma? Who's not allowed to eat Truma? So we know an Arel is not allowed to eat Truma, really. Right? Usually an Arel is not allowed to eat Truma. So Rambam says, that's what I'll read you the next Rambam. Arel v'chol ha-tmein, afal pi shehein asurin lechol b'truma, n'shev avdei in Oakland. The Rambam says clearly, an Arel and all Kohanim Tmeim, though they can't eat Truma, their wives can't eat Truma. Okay, but the fundamental issue, they can't eat Truma. The previous Rambam says, Zayin Yud Aleph, Hanolen Mahul, Ochel B'Truma. The Rambam says, Nolen Mahul eats Truma. Doesn't mention that only after Hatafas Dam Bris. What do you mean, Nolen Mahul? Isn't he a Suffolk Erla, and therefore he can't eat? Did he get eat the Truma? So that's what the Rabbi Kiva Eger here points out. He says, Ayin Yamshel Shlomo, that the fact that Rambam says Nolan Mol eats Truma, seems to say he passes like Rav, who Rav says, we're going to get to in a minute, that you don't need Hatafas Dam Bris at all. Right? That's why he says an Arel can eat. But it's a problem, because if you look at the Rambam Hilchas Mila, the Rambam says you do need Hatafas Dam Bris. So the Rambam says, put it together. The Rambam says you need Hatafas Dam Bris, yet Nolan Mol can eat Truma even without Hatafas Dam Bris. Says the Radvaz, the Alpha Gav the Sarah Ladim and Adam Bris, we call Makom Lav Arelhu. The Rabbah must hold a different Shita. Hatavas Dam Bris is not just to remove the shame Arel. He's not an Arel. But there's still a mitzvah, a separate independent mitzvah of Hatafas Dam Bris, even if the person is not called an Arel. Okay, so there are two possibilities in the sources here. Why would you need Hatafas Dam Bris? Is it a real Shash Arla? You think the person is an Arel or Arla Kavush, etc. For the Rabbah, you get a different impression that really, person is not is not an RL, but you still have to be mat, and that's why you can eat truma. But you still have to be matav dam bris because it is a mitzvah. Okay, number one, number two, the top Tosfos. Top Tosfos says that the Gemara here had a couple of exclusions. What you're not allowed to do on Shabbos. The pasuk is telling me you can't do a suffik on Shabbos, you can't do an androgynous on Shabbos, you can't do a nolan mahul on Shabbos. So the Tosfos says that you really don't need a pasuk to tell you that you can't do a suffik on Shabbos. Let's say the baby, you're not sure if the baby 8th or 9th month, or you're not sure if the baby is born on Friday or Shabbos. You need a pasuk to teach me that you can't be b'chalal Shabbos? It's a suffik daraisa. Suffik daraisa is a chumra. So if suffik daraisa is the suffik darabon, it's a suffik daraisa is a chumra. So you don't need a pasuk for that. So it's the sense that really when the Gemara excludes suffik, it's just an asmachta. That's not a real drasha. The real drasha is to exclude androgynous and to exclude novad mahu. But to exclude that doing the miwa, a suffix on Shabbos, you don't really need a pasuk for that. That's what Tosfos says. The Marsha just crystallizes Tosfos and says, what's the chiluk between these two categories? The Marsha says, when you have a gavra who needs a mila, and you're just not sure whether it could be done today, so you don't need a pasuk for that. Then obviously, that's a suffix. You're not sure whether it can be done or not. But when you have a gavra who you're not sure about, it could be this person is mechuyev. So that's why you need the pasuk to teach me that you don't do the mila on Shabbos. That's how he crystallizes this this issue in Tosfos. But then there's a very important discussion about the Tosfos in the Achronim. There's a general machlokes between the Rishonim. We know there's a principle of safek daraisa l'chumra. When you have a safek about a din daraisa, you have a safek if you benched or not, you got to bench again. You have a safek whether you did a mitzvah daraisa or not, you have to do the mitzvah. And safek darabanan is l'kula. That din of safek daraisa l'chumra, is that itself a din daraisa or a din darabanan? When we say safek daraisa l'chumra, midaraisa have to go l'chumra, or only midarabanan you have to go l'chumra? And midaraisa you can go l'kula. It's a machlokes, the Rambam, the Ramban, only it gets a leibdik. All the Rishonim get into it. Says the Maharit on this Tosfos seems to assume Safek D'Oraisa L'Chumra is a Din D'Oraisa. Why? Because what does Tosfos say? You don't need a Pasuk to tell me that you can't do a Safek Mila on Shabbos. You know that Misvara. Why? Because of Safek D'Oraisa. What do you mean? Maybe it's only D'Rabbanan that you have to go L'Chumra. So Tosfos says no. So it says the Maharit, Haraya, one of the early Achronim, Haraya, that this Tosfos holds Safek D'Oraisa L'Chumra is a Din D'Oraisa. And that's why you wouldn't need a Pasuk. That's what the Maharit says. The Chasam Sofer, and then we'll move on this Gemara quotes the Maharit and says, no Raya. So what? So it's only Durabanan. So Safek D'Oraisa L'Chumra is only Din Durabanan. But Shabbos is a Vadai. It's a Vadai Shabbos, you're going to do a Malacha. So even if you would say Safek D'Oraisa L'Chumra is only Durabanan, says the Chasam Sofer, is that so clear that you would dafka then not do the you would be able to do the Mila if it's only Din Durabanan? You still have a Safek Shash, and it's Vadai Shabbos today. So the Chasam Sofer doesn't like that, right? But either way, it's a nice place to just bring up this discussion whether the din of Safek D'Oraisa L'Chumra is a din D'Oraisa or a din D'Rabbanan. Comes out of this Tosfos. And remember that Rambam about Hatafas Dambris. Okay, now we continue. Two dots. Amar Mar. V'lo Safek Doches HaShabbos. The Braisa had said many types of milah are not docha Shabbos. One of them is suffix. So what is that including? Lasuye mai. Lasuye. The Tanur Rabbanan is telling us the following: Ben Shiv Machal on the Shabbos. If baby born in the seventh month, you Machal Shabbos for Uben Ches in Machal on the Shabbos. But one in the eighth month, you are not. As we mentioned yesterday, that was the science of the times. Suffix ben seven, suffix ben Ches in Machal on the Shabbos. And even if it's a suffix, you're also not Machal Shabbos because maybe it's a ben Ches and therefore you can't be Machal Shabbos. Ben Shmona. Hari hu ke'even v'asur l'taltalo. Baby born in the eighth month, you assume is a nafel, and says the Gemara, Hari hu ke'even, he's like a stone, and you're not allowed, meaning muksa, there's no ishtamshes, v'asur l'taltalo, you're not allowed to move him. Aval, it's an amazing, right, Rashi says, look at Rashi, in mechalalav shahare kemeshu ve'ein milaso mitzvah. There's a major discussion in the postgame about Rachmana Litzlan. Let's say you have a child, whether dies at a very young age, even before the Mila. Do you mile him afterwards, before the Kfura? That's a discussion in the postgame. But here Rashi says, on Shabbos, Harika Evan Basel Taltalo, and you can't, at least you can't do it on Shabbos, because it's Kames and the baby's Muksa. Aval Imo Shoche Umenikso Mepne Hasakana. But what could the mother do? And the way that Rashi and Tosfos interpret this is that if she has a lot of milk in her and there's a sakana to, Rashi says, the mother, because of all this milk, what she's allowed to do is to bend down, shocha, and nurse the baby, mipnei sakana. Not to move the baby directly, but to bend down and nurse the baby. 2 points on this, I'll take the question. Number one, Tosfos says, Dirasla ben Shmona, obviously this doesn't apply to Zman Hazeh. Already in the times of Tosfos. A ben Shmona is no different than anybody else, and you have to be Machal Shabbos for them, and you do the Mila for them. Tosfos ain't on a Bekiyah. The next Tosfos says, Mipnei HaSakana, and he says like Rashi, that it's Sakana of the mother. The Ritva says, we're not talking about Sakana Safashis here. If it's Sakana Safashis, pick up the baby, and nurse the baby. And, just because the mother is getting engorged, that's not Sakana Safashis. What's the issue, says the Ritva? The issue is Sar. The issue is tsar. The mother is having tremendous tsar, and as we've said in the past, but makam tsar, certain drabanans are allowed. So that's what Tosfos explains also, and the Ritva also expands on. But makam tsar, this is a malacha shein esricha legufa. You don't want the milk out. Remember, the milk, a woman expressing her milk is an iser daraisa, could potentially. It's like mafarik. It's like getting any liquid out from inside, squeezing a fruit, milking a cow, any of those. So a woman expressing her milk could potentially be an iser daraisa. So that's why. But if you're not doing it to get the milk out, you're doing it to prevent the pain inside. So that is a malacha shein esricha legufa. It's a derabanan. The makam tsar lo gazer be'rabanan. So that is why how the Ritva here explains the Gemara. That's the bnei hasakana. And again, this is very lemaisa. The Shulchan Aruch talks about it. Shulchan Aruch and Shin Chaf Ches. The end of the Siman Refua says, "Lo take al isha chalav midadeha lo tocha kos lo tocha kdera." Right? You're not allowed, a woman's not allowed to express what let's say the baby's not nursing so well. So let's say she wants to put it into a bottle, and the baby will nurse better from the bottle. So she can't do that, because if you're there, you want the milk out into the cup, and then you're going to give it to the baby. If it's sakaras the fashas, the baby's not drinking anything else, the baby's not nursing, okay, fine. But if it's not sakaras the fashas, it's more just making it more comfortable, and there's no formula, so then you can't directly express the milk into the baby's mouth. That's darko, that's urche bahachi, that's not the issue. But into a cup, meaning you're first creating the substance of the liquid, and then you're going to give it to the baby, that is an issa daraisa. So what does a woman do? What does a woman do if she's getting engorged and she wants to get the milk out? So the Shulchan Aruch says, and the Pesukim say, holich li'ibud, meaning she's allowed to express the milk if she's doing it just prevent pain, not to give it to the baby. So already it's only a drabanan. But just to be safe, they say that if she does it in a way where it's automatically ruined right away, so then that's holich li'ibud and there's no issue at all. So what we suggest is that, especially after the first couple of days of birth, a woman gets a lot of milk. A lot of times the baby's not nursing as much. So if she still wants to express the milk because she wants to keep up the milk supply, so if she has some type of breast pump, you put a little soap in the bottom of the bottle. So right when it goes in, it's ruined. It's a holich li'ibud, and therefore it is no problem whatsoever. It's mutter. Yeah. What about psikration? What's the psikration here? The psikration, there's no malacha if you're doing a li'ibud. You just undermine the definition of the malacha. Right there, you have an 8-day-old baby. So why don't you say Chil Shabbos? Again, the post with the Gemara seems to assume that you know Vaday to Nefel. So you don't treat it like anything else. We're going to talk a little bit more about it, that's from the first thing tomorrow morning, which is the bottom of today's Amud, and then the beginning top of the next day's Amud. How can you do meal itself? Maybe the baby's a Nefel. Isn't that a suffix? That's going to be the amazing question of the Gemara, that no meal should be Chil Shabbos. Okay, we'll get to that. Okay, let's continue. Itmar, Rav Amar Halacha Tanakama. Rav says the Halacha is like the Tanakama. Who says that what? The Tanakama says that it's a machlokas between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel whether Noah and Nohol needs Mila, and Beis Hillel says it doesn't need. Says she does Rav. That we said before, Rav Kiv Eger quoted, the Rav sees the Pasuk like Rav, that you don't need Hatavas Dan Bris by Noah and Nohol. But that was the steer in the Rambam. Shmuel Amar Halacha Shem Ben Elazar. Shmuel said, no, the Halacha is like Shem Ben Elazar, who says, no, the Machlokas, Beis Shammai Beis Hillel never argued on that. Everybody agrees you need it. The Machlokas is about a ger. Rav Ada Bar Ava Isilu Lehahu Yanuka Kishuhu Ma'ol. Rav Ada had a baby that was born Mahul. Ahadre Atleser Mahulai. He looked, and it was a Shabbos, and he wanted to do Atavas Dan Bris. Like Shitas Shmuel. Again, Shitas Rav. So he went looking for 13 Ma'olim, and nobody wanted to do it. Everybody refused. Ad de Shavye Krus Shavcha. The way Rashi explains it is that until finally he said, forget it, I'm going to do it myself, and he did it himself, and he made a mistake, and the child of Rahman al-Islam became a Krus Shavcha, which is, right, he messed up the Mila. Omar, so he says to himself, Tasili da Avdi Avra the Rav. You know why this happened to me? Because I violated Rav. Rav says, you don't need Atavas Dan Bris. So therefore, you know what, that's why I must this. That's why it happened to me. Samli Rav Nachman, Ba de Shmuel lo Avar. Well, Rav Nachman says, you only went against Rav, you didn't go against Shmuel. Emer d'amar Shmuel, when did Shmuel say you need a Tavas Dan Bris b'chol, on a weekday? B'Shabbos mi Amar, does he say it's Zoch HaShabbos? V'hu's Tavar, what did Rav Ada hold? Rav Ada must have held, Vaday Arla Kvushahi. He must have held that, no, Nolan Mahu, if you say it needs it, it's because it's a Vaday, that there's a Arla there that you don't see, not just a Safek. It's Mar, because after all, it's a Machlokas. Rav Amar Chashina Shem Arla Kvushahi. Rav says, you're Choshesh, there's an Arla Kvusha. Rav Yosef Amar Vaday Arla Kvushahi. And Rav Yosef says, it's for sure Arla Kvusha. So Rav Ada must have held Vada Arla Kvusha. Yeah. Was he a Moel? Good question. Was he a Moel? So the Trumas Hadeshen in a Tshuva in Reis Lamechai says that 2 points. He says, number one, there's a Mordechai that says if somebody's not an expert in Mila, he's not allowed to do the Mila on Shabbos. That's what we paskin. Let's say if a father wants to do the Mila for his son, sometimes he learns, sometimes fathers learn it. There's a Shach that says, right, if a father knows how, he has to do it himself. He can't make a shliach. We spoke about last night. So a father, nice thing to do it. But the poskim say that the father shouldn't do it on Shabbos, because the father who's not an expert might cut a drop more than he has to, and there's chil Shabbos for no reason. So that's why even if a father wants to do it, only do it during the week and not on Shabbos. That's A. That's a Mordechai. B, here, with that in mind, says the Trumas Hadeshen, there's a shita quoted in the Tur that says that on Shabbos, even if a father knows how to do it, he should try to get somebody else, because of what we had a couple days ago, because the father really has Tikkun Gavra in mind. It's a real Chil Shabbos. A Moel, another Moel, doesn't care as much whether the kid gets Mila today or not. So therefore, somebody else should do it L'chad Chila. Those are two givens. Number one, the Mordechai. Number two, the Shita, I think, or Be'ezer Halevi in the Tur. So it says the Trumas Hadeshen, our Gemara is a Raya to that Shita. Because what's Rav Ada doing? Rav Ada's looking for, Rav Ada must have been a real Moel because he did it himself. That's A. B, he was looking for somebody else. Why was he looking for somebody else? Let him do it himself. So it must be Raya to this Shita that, you know, you should try to look for somebody else rather than do it yourself. A. He rejects the Trumas Hadeshen, rejects that in the end. Maybe there's no Raya. Maybe he just didn't want to beferish, be a Dayan, go against Rav. But either way, that's a discussion here. But the postman assumed that he was a real Moel, and, you know, he just made a mistake. Let's continue. Amar Rav Yosef, Rav Yosef's word says, how do I know what he just said, that it's Vade Arla Kvusha, that Nolan Mohu for sure needs, Hatavas Dambris, the Tanya, Bazar Kapar Omer, Bazar Ben Kapar says, Lo Nechlu B'Sham B'Sala Nolan Kshu Mohu, Zuzok Lada Min Adambris, B'Sala B'Sham B'Sham don't argue about Nolan Mohu, for sure you need Hatavas Dambris. Why? Because it's Vade Arla Kvusha. Amar Nechlu Glu, the Machlokas is only, L'Chal Avas HaShabbos, whether you're allowed to even be Mechal Shabbos for the Hatavas Dambris. B'Sham B'Omer Mechal Avas HaShabbos. That's Reb Elazar HaKapar. So Gemara says, If this is Reb Elazar HaKapar, who says, no, they didn't argue about that. They only argued about Chilul Shabbos. It's mashma, what the Tanakhama think? That Chilul Shabbos wasn't a machlokas. That everybody agreed that you were Mechalel Shabbos. So Tanakhama says, everybody agrees you're Mechalel Shabbos for Hatavas Dambris. And then Reb Elazar HaKapar says, maybe it's a machlokas. So Vidilma Tanakama Dibri Akolin Machalin Kamar? No, maybe the Tanakama says everybody holds Ein Machalin, not everybody holds Machalin. So Gemara says that can't be. Imkain Rav Elazar HaKapar time of the Beis Shammai Lashminan. What, Rav Elazar HaKapar would be arguing and his only chiddush would be telling Ashitas Beis Shammai? We don't say that, as Rashi quotes the Gemara in Brachas. Beis Shammai Vavaka Beis Hillel Ein Mishnah. Right? Beis Shammai isn't just a Shita Dechuya, it's a Nitches Shita. There are a lot of scenes that we don't paskin like. Already Bismana Gemara, Bishamai was pushed aside. So therefore, it can't be that he's just telling me the Shita Bishamai. So Dilma Hachi Kamar. So says the Gemara, finally, no, maybe this is what Reb Elazar HaKapar means. Lonechlu Bishamai Beisil Badar Zeh. It means that, like as Rashi explains, maybe Reb Elazar is saying to the Tanakama that you said that on Shabbos everybody agrees you're not Machalel and the Machlokas is by during the week. I don't agree with that. I think everybody agrees you need a Tavas Dambris and the Machlokas is about Shabbos. Okay, either way, there are different versions that we just had about a Tavas Dambris. What's the Shita? What's the Machlokas about? Various Shitas. All the way from you don't need a Tavas Dambris at all the way to you need a Tavas Dambris and you can even do it on Shabbos. Okay, you have the gamut of Shitas here in the Tanoim. Yes, it definitely, the Gemara definitely seems to say that Hatavas Dambris is connected to Arla Kvusha. That's why the Rambam is Mechudish. Because the Rambam seems to say maybe you could be Mechalik between them. Okay, next lines. Amar Rav Asi. Exciting lines right here. Whether you make a bracha when you're Matav Dambris is a discussion in the poskim. You know, do you say Al Hamila when you do Hatavas Dambris? Or Lahatav Dambris? Lahatav Dambris. So that's a question. Are you Mechalik between a baby born Mahul? What about a Ger? What about a ger who's mahul already? So do you make the bracha? That's a discussion in the Shulchan Aruch and the Shach, etc. Amar Rav Asi, kol she imo tmei aleda ni mila shmona, v'chol she imo tmei aleda ni mila shmona. The way we discussed a couple Shabbosim ago, Rav Asi has a tremendous chiddush. Only a woman who is tmei aleda, right? That is, do we then say that her baby gets nima l'shmona? There are certain halachas of tumas leida, but for any woman who's tmei leida, her baby gets mild on the eighth day. V'chol she'ei nima tmei leida, but if not, which mother is not Tamei Leida. So either, Rashi quotes here two ideas. Either cesarean section, the baby did not come out derech rechem, and therefore there's no Tumas Leida, or Nacharis Shayolda Ulamachar Nizgaira. Let's say a non-Jewish woman had a baby, and the next day, boom, she converts. So also, she doesn't have Tumas Leida, because she was a guy when she had the baby. So, says, in both of those cases, Ravasi would say, the baby does not get Mila on the eighth day, the baby gets Mila on the first day. On day one. Shneamar, what's the source? Ishaki Sazria Yolda Zachar, Vitama Shivas Yamin. The Pasuk in Sazria says, Tumas Leida, and the very next Pasuk, Ubayomashmini Yimo Basar Alasso. And then on day eight, the baby gets Mila. So therefore, only where the woman, the mother, is Tumas Leida, do we say the baby gets Mila on the eighth day. Yeah. Where does in vitro? So in vitro is, in vitro also is not Doches Shabbos. It's, I don't remember if it's because it's there's no Tumas Leida or another reason. I don't remember. But I'm not sure. I'm sure it's Mefurish. I just don't remember. Says Rav Asi, that only a woman who has Tumas Leida is Dibol Shmona. It's interesting. Rav Yosef Engel, the Gilyoni HaShasi here, says, is there a Sfar for this? Fine, it's Xeris HaKasif. Because the Pesukim are next to each other. So says Rav Yosef Engel, if you remember the Gemara Nida, or if you don't remember, even if you aren't doing Dafyomi, you know this Gemara. The Gemara says, why is Mila done on the eighth day? Why don't you do it earlier? Because the Gemara says, Aragada, because for 7 days after a Zachar, the father and the mother are tummy to each other. Midaraisa. There's 7 days of Tuma. And therefore, everybody else, if you have the Mila earlier, everybody else is going to be celebrating, and the parents can't give each other a hug. So therefore, wait till the eighth day so everybody can be at Pesimcha, so the parents aren't atzuvin. Okay, Bismanazeh, we don't do that anyway, because we're tummy for another couple of weeks. But either way, says Rav Yosef Engel, at least because of that, maybe that we understand. Because if there's no Tumas Leida, then there's no reason to wait for the eighth day. Then Al-Gamari says, only because there's Tumah, so you have to wait till the eighth day to make everybody happy. But if there's no Tumah, then you don't have to wait. So that's an interesting quote from one of the, I think, Kabbalistic Sfarim who gives that approach. So Amar Le'Abayah, that's Jesus Ravasi. Ravasi says, only if there's Tumas Leida, do you do Bila on the eighth day? So Amar Le'Abayah, Doris Arishonim Yochichu, She'enimu Tumayel Leida, V'nimu L'Shmona. Abayah says, what are you talking about? Look at the generations of the Avos. Look at the generations from the Avos to Matan Torah. There was no Tumah and Tara, and they still did Mila on the eighth day. So you see there's no connection between the two. You could Mila on the eighth day is per se, even if there's no Tumas Leida. Says Ravasi, Omar Lei, Nitna Torah, Vinishacha Halacha. Don't bring me rise from before Matan Torah. Right, that just because there's no Tumas Leida there, we don't learn Halacha from there. Fine. So we mentioned in the past that this is a huge discussion in halacha, that we don't learn halachos from before Matan Torah. We might learn messages, hashkafas, and history of a mitzvah from before Matan Torah, but not the reasons for chiyuv and halachas. And that's why the Rambam writes in the first halacha, Hilchos Avel. The Rambam says, according to me, the Shiva is only one day midoraisa, Yom HaMisa Yom HaKvura. And even though it says in the Torah that the children of Yaakov sat Shiva for their father, how could they sit Shiva if it's only the Drabanan? The answer is, Nitna Torah v'nischash halacha. So they sat Shiva, but that has no implication on what the halacha is. Just because they did it, that doesn't make a difference for me. And this is the Rambam in Pirush HaMishnayos in Chulin. That's the Makar. In Chulin Daf Kuf, the Rambam quotes, the reason that we do get Anasha and Bris Mila and all of these is not because Moshe, not because Avram did it, not because the children of Yaakov didn't get Anasha, but because Moshe Rabbeinu told us to do it. And that's why it says, Torah Tzivalanu Moshe, right, Torah 6:11 we got from Moshe, 2 from Hashem, but basically 6:13, let's say for Moshe at that time, it doesn't say 6:06 with 7 holdovers from before. It doesn't say that. All the mitzvahs were given to Moshe. Nitna Torah v'neschat shalacha. And we spoke about many, the Maariv Chayis on this Gemara quotes that Rambam. There are many other cases where this idea comes up. If we finish the daf earlier today, maybe we'll come back to other examples of this Nitna Torah v'neschat shalacha. Somebody had their hand up. Yeah, Alex. Yeah. Oh, so if it's just pushed off, so how can we do it on Shabbos? But the question is, if it's really meant to be pushed off, and this is the proper time, then this is the mitzvah. You're right, this might be the motivation why the Torah did this. But once the Torah says, this is the Zman HaMitzvah, then you do it then. Then you do it then. But you're right, Halacha L'maisa, it's a Sfeika D'dina. Who do we pass in like? There's a Machlokas HaRishonim. So we pass in like Rav Asi or Abaya. machlokas. That's why we don't do it on Shabbos. We do it, let's say, cesarean section. We do the meal on the eighth day, but not if it's on Shabbos, because we don't know who to paskin like. Maybe really the baby should get meal on day one. We don't do it on day one because it's better to do it later, as we mentioned that earlier. Because a meal too early is not a meal. A meal too late is okay. So you did it late. That's why Sveka Ladino, we do it on the following Sunday. Says the Gemara, Eini, is this really true? Vaha Itzmar, is this really true that there's a connection between Tumas Leida and Mila? Vaha Itzmar, we have a Braisa, Yotzi Dofen, Amichi Yishlo, Shtei Arlos, a Yotzi Dofen, Cesarean, or somebody who has two foreskins. What does that mean? So, two Pshatim and Rashi. Let's do the first one first. Rashi says, he has one foreskin on top of another foreskin. Let's assume that Pshat. So it says, if that's true, so is that, are you allowed to do the Mila? Rav Huda, Rav Chiya, Bar Rav. Chad Amar Mechal Nasa Shabbos, Chad Amar Ein Mechal Nasa Shabbos. So both, there's Machlokas, whether you're Mechal Shabbos for a Yotzei Dofen, or for this this boy who has two Arlos. But the Gemara says, Ah, Kan Lo Pligi El Chal Nasa Shabbos. The only Machlokas is whether you can be Mechal Shabbos for this baby. Aval L'shmon Avadim Adlin Alayt. But there's no discussion about whether he needs Mila on day 8. He for sure needs Mila on day 8. Raya to Abaya against Rav Asi, because this is Yotzei Dofen, there's no Tumas Leida, and you still do the Mila on day 8. So Gemara says, no, wrong. Habah Hatalia. No, when the Gemara says that you wouldn't be Mechal Shabbos, that's because maybe you should have done the Mila on day 1 and not day 8. So it could be that Rav Asi is represented in this Braisa. There is a problem with that, the Pshat of Shtei Arlos of Rashi. The Meiri here leaves Rashi B'tzarachian. He says, how could Rashi have that suggestion? So if a baby has two Arlos, so why shouldn't you take off both of them? Why isn't that the mitzvah mila? The mitzvah mila is to uncover the foreskin. To take off the foreskin and uncover the aver. So even if you have two, you got to take it off. That's the mitzvah. So how could Rashi says that wouldn't be docha Shabbos? Of course that would be docha Shabbos. So that's why the Meiri likes the second Rashi. Varmila shnei gidin. Somehow he has two avarim and you don't know which one is the real aver of the child. So therefore that's more of a suffix. But that's the kash the Meiri has on Rashi. So how do you answer this? How do you answer for Rashi? An answer for Rashi, right? Rashi knew that too. So the Sfas Emes comes up with drushes. Maybe Arla so, Achas lo shnayim. He comes up with drushes. But I saw beautiful the Sfas Paneach, the Rugged Shavar has a beautiful Lumdish answer. He says, no, maybe the point is, when the Torah says you're allowed to do Mila on Shabbos, does that mean the Torah allows you to do a Maisa HaMila? Or does the Torah allow you to fully remove the shame Arel of the child? It could be, says the Sfas Paneach, when you have two Arlas, removing one of them already, you've done the mitzvah of Mila. The child's still an Arel. You still have to get the other one removed. But maybe you've already been Mekayin the mitzvah of Mila. You removed the foreskin. So what did the Torah have in mind when the Torah says you could do Mila on Shabbos? Did the Torah have in mind that you could even remove the shame Arel? Or only do a mitzvah? Most of the time, they're habaha. There's no difference between the two. Most of the time, when you do the mitzvah, you're removing the shame of the Arel status of the person. But here, it says the Sabbath Panech, maybe that's the Pshat of Rashi. The Machlokas Amarayim, is whether the Torah meant that you could even remove the whole shame Arel, or you can only do a Maisa HaMila. So that's a beautiful Sabbath Panech in Hilchos Mila. So quickly, yeah.
If you have a chiyuv to do the Mila, and there are two foreskins
there, yeah. Should you at least remove the first one? Well, it depends. No, according to this Lamdas, you would be Mekayim the mitzvah. But maybe what it means by Im Chalav Shabbos, maybe that means for the second one.
Right.
Maybe you would do the first one. Maybe in a Chinami, you could do the first one.
But if it was already said, you're even required to go into the shred, so you have a perfect meal.
Right.
So here I'm in the Chinami.
If you already said you can move the shreds, but remember we said that's only the shreds that are, that once you started and you had the heter, then you could continue and Chosron al Tzitzanam Akvin. But the other question is, could you start? The question is, could you start the Mila? That's already once you're Osek in it.
We're talking about the case of the two foreskins.
Right.
First of all, part of the, it's not only removing the foreskin, but it's also doing the Kriya and exposing the
right. Well, I see, that's the question of the Meiri. Isn't the exposing, isn't that the whole thing what you're supposed to do? And isn't that included in the Heter of the Torah? So that's why the Meiri rejects Rashi. Right? So then, and then the Sefer Spanel maybe comes up with a Lamdas. Maybe Rashi understands that there's a difference between Maisa Mila and Hasara Shemara. Okay, which Arla, maybe it's a Sadiqah, which Arla or Yotzei the Mitzvah with? So that's a question. If you have two Arlas, the Chorah, the Mitzvah is to remove the force, to remove everything on this, this Makom. So that's why it's Rashi's a little bit chiddush. Kitanoi. Maybe it's a machlokas tanoim, this whole discussion about whether tumas leida impacts on the day of the milah. One word of introduction as we do this, as Rashi here explains, there are two psukim in the Torah when it says that you not only have to give milah to yourself, you have to give milah to miknas kesef v'yelid bayis. Those are certain types of servants of yours, halachic servants, non-Jews who have come to become your slaves / servants. They are quasi-Jewish. Eved Kenanim are quasi-Jewish. They're mechuyev in mitzvahs like a woman, right? Not in zman gramas. So they're mixas Jewish. They're on their way. You have to go to the mikvah, etc. So there are two psukim that refer that you have to do milah for them. One of the psukim say you have to do it on the eighth day. One of them doesn't say the eighth day. So the Gemara assumes that these Tanaim assume that certain of your servants have to do milah on the first day, certain on the eighth day. So which is which? Kitanoi. Yesh lid bayish nima lecha, there is a lid bayish, somebody born in your house that gets milah on the first day. Yesh lid bayish nima lishmona. Yesh biklas kasash nima lecha, yesh biklas kasash nima lishmona. Four categories. So let's go. Yesh biklas kasash nima lecha, yesh biklas kasash nima lishmona. What about miknas kasef? Miknas kasef means bought. Bought with money, so the Gemara is going to assume, give cases where you actually bought the child, either the whole child, or while the mother was impregnated with the child, but it was still a child inside. Those are going to be the categories of Miknas Kesef. Yilid Bayis are going to be categories where it's just born by you. You weren't Konahim, you have the Eved, you have the mother, and then the child is born by the mother. So Kesef, Lokach Shifcha Mu'beres Lachach Yaldav, if you bought a pregnant shivcha, and then she had a baby by you. So zehu miknas kesef ani milah shmona. That's miknas kesef that gets a milah on the eighth day because that child was bought, but because he was born by you, he's very similar to a Jew, and therefore he gets milah on the eighth day. And that's what that pasuk is referring to. Lokach shivcha uvadeima. But if you bought the shivcha who already had the baby, so then that's less connected to regular Jew because he was born a guy. Zui miknas kesef ani milah echad. So that baby, let's say day after he's born, they come over and become your servants. So that baby gets milah on day one. That's miknas kesef. The yesh yilid bayis nima lishmona. And there, what about the yilid bayis categories that get milah on the eighth day? Ketzad lokach shivcha v'nis aber etzlov. Let's say you bought a shivcha and then she gets impregnated once she belongs to you. V'yolda, and then she has the baby. Zehu, that's what the Torah means by yilid bayis nima lishmona. What about the fourth category? We'll get to later. Rav Chama Amar, Rav Chama has a different opinion. Rav Chama says, no, it depends whether you already dunked her in a mikvah or not. Yolda achachit bila, if she had the baby before you dunked her in the mikvah, zeo yilid bayis nima lecha. So then the child is born when basically she's still a guy, and there's no hilchos tumah and tahara yet, and therefore you get milah on day one. Hit bila achach yolda, but if she dunked her, and then she had the baby, so zeo yilid bayis nima lecha. And then that baby gets milah on day eight. So what do you see from Shitas Rav Chama? Day eight is dependent on whether she went to the mikveh or not. So the Gemara assumes that's like Shitas Rav Asi from before. Because Rav Asi said, Tumah and Tahara affect the day of milah. So too, that's what Rav Chama said. But for Tana Kama, but the first opinion, Lo Shani Le Beinu had Tvila Vachach, Hit Bila Vachach Yolda, Ben Yolda Vachach Hit Bila. Tiavagav Deini Motumea Lezi Nima Lashmona. But the Tana Kama said, it makes no difference whether you did the Tvila or not. No matter what, Nima Lashmona, if the baby is born by you, then he's enough, close enough to be quasi-Jew, and therefore, the milah is done on day 8. So we see that machlokas tanoim is the parallel for the machlokas Rav Asi and Abaya. So Gemara just ends off now. Bish l'mal Rav Chama. So Gemara is just going to work out that Rav Chama, we have all four categories. But the first opinion, we only have 3 out of 4. So what's the fourth category according to the Tana Kama? That's what the Gemara is going to work out, and then that will be finished. Bishul Amalar of Chama for today. Bishul Amalar of Chama, Mishkachas Lo, Yilid Bayis Nimo Le'echad, Yilid Bayis Nimo Le'shmona, Migatz Kazin Nimo Le'echad, Migatz Kazin Nimo Le'shmona. According to Rav Chama, it's a very verbose Gemara. It repeats everything. So according to Rav Chama, I understand all four categories. How? Yolda Rachachit Bila, if you already bought the woman, and then she has the baby and you put her in the mikvah, that's El Yilid Bayis Nimo Le'echad. That baby gets meal on the day one. Hitvila v'yachach yolda, if you dunked her in the mikvah and then she had the baby and she became impregnated by you in the first place, zeh yilid bayis nima l'ches. That's a baby again, quasi Jew that gets meal on the eighth day. Miknas kesef nima l'shmona. What about what's a miknas kesef that gets meal on the eighth day? Go shalok ashivcha muberes v'hitvila v'yachach yolda. Right, you bought a shivcha muberes. If the child was a child inside of her, and then you bought her, and you put her in a mikvah, and then he was born. So that's why he was born quasi-Jewish, therefore he gets milah on the eighth day. Miknas kesef nima le'echad. What about day one? Kon shalvach hazeh shivchav zeh ubra. If you bought them separately, ready born, and therefore miknas kesef, but only born on day one, and only milah on day one. Ela l'tanakama, but what about according to the Tanakama? We only understand 3 out of 4 of the categories. Bishlama kulu mishkachas lehu. I understand 3 out of the 4 categories, but there's one that you didn't answer. El yilid bias nimal echadeh mishkachas lehu. But what's a yilid bias that gets meal on day one? After all, according to the Tanakama, remember, it makes no difference about the tzfila or not. It's all about born Jewish. Therefore, yilid bias means she became impregnated and born. The child was born by you, therefore you should get meal on the 8th day. So when do you get meal on day 1? So Amar Rabbi Yirmiyah, 2 possibilities. Number 1, Balokeach Shivcha Obra. What if you bought a Shivcha only Le'inyin that you should own the baby? You don't own the Shivcha, you only own the baby. So that's a Yalid Bayis that's quasi-Jewish, but only meal on day 1, because really the mother is not Jewish. So Gemara says, Hanicha, that possibility of separating the baby from the mother only works. Lamanda Amar Kinyin Peres Lafkina Guftami, Yumangis Sugya. Whether when you have a kinyan, whether you have a partial acquisition of peros, of offspring, of a tree, of the ground, of a person, whether that's lafka kinyan duftami, it's not like you acquire the principle. Kinyan peros lafka kinyan duftami means I could buy a fruit of a tree without buying the tree. So if you say you could separate offspring from source, so here you can understand you could have the baby without the mother. But if you say that once you have the kinyan in the peiros, it's like you have a kinyan in the guf. So Michael and Amar, then we're back to square one. What's the 4th category? So Amar Mishar Shibo Kech Shivcha Amanas Lahatzbila. The case is if you buy a shivcha on condition Shlo Lahatzbila, you buy a shivcha within mind. You bought the you have kinyan aguf. But you have in mind Dafka not to be Tovil her. And then she has the baby. So if you have that in mind, then she's really not close to being Jewish. Right? Usually, Eved Kenani's process is having Tefillah. So that's the type of case. That would be a Yilid Bayis, according to the Tanakama, who would get Mila on day 1. Okay, remember, we brought this whole Sugya here to have a Machlokas Tanoim, the parallel of Asi and Abaya, whether Tumas Leida makes a difference with Nimol Echad or Nimol Lishmon. Okay, we'll stop here. Hashem, the beginning of the next Amud and the bottom of what we're up to is great stuff, so please try to be on time like every Baruch Hashem. We have everybody back now, and as Hashem, we should continue. Okay, today's Shia was Lezech Nishas, David Sweet, and Dov Mordechai. That's part of the Sugya. Dov Shlomo La'olam, Kinyan Pesgin Aguf. Those are major Sugyas. No, we don't have time to get into it right now.
Day 1 is in respect to the baby, to the mother, or to the Kinyan. Day 1 is respect to the baby, the mother, or the Kinyan.
What do you mean?
In other words, if she comes...